Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Cheryl Faxton calling in to Blog Talk Radio with Favor Life. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we are continuing our journey through the process of there. We talked last week on several key issues on how we can go through the process of there and be victorious. And this process is a process of faith, as we said before. It's not something that you can do just by planning it out and plotting it out, because faith is something that you cannot explain to the common people. It is something that is the righteous walk into. It's something that you have to allow God to do in your life and know that it's going to take you to the place of victory. Last week we talked about Abraham and how he had made some decisions, that he had gone and decided that he was going to go into Egypt, but he didn't ask God. He didn't ask him if he should go or if it was his good pleasure, but because the purpose of God was greater than anything else, God in his great wisdom and in his awesome power rescues Abraham and does not allow even Pharaoh, who is a king, who has authority, to stop the authority of what he's spoken over Abraham. And you have to understand that. Whenever God has a plan and a purpose for your life, even in your frailty, even in your small thinking, and in your just thinking that you are able to do things without consulting God, because God's purpose is greater than anything else, he does not allow the enemy or your own flesh to stop or hinder the purpose of what God has for you. So that's the key that you have to understand. He's not going to let you mess it up. He's not going to let you destroy his purpose or his plan. So stop fearing the what ifs and go ahead and embrace this place of being God's chosen, because he's chosen you from the foundations of the earth. He's chosen you to do something wonderful and great for his name's sake. So we see that even in the midst of Abraham's flesh decision, God still blesses him or has his enemy to bless him, because Pharaoh sent Abraham out with great multitudes of blessings. He sends him out with great multitudes of blessings in the form of persons as slaves, cattle, even in gold and silver and fine linens. God allows Abraham, the person that who he allowed to walk into something that he didn't, Abraham didn't allow, didn't trust God with the decision, and he allowed Pharaoh to be pulled into his own choice. God still blesses him in the process. And you have to understand this. Anytime we make decisions, anytime we make decisions that we don't consult God in, we leave other people open to either the judgment of God or the blessings of God. If it's something that God has already ordained and we go in it and his blessings are on it, we lead other people into blessings. But if it's something that God didn't tell us to walk in and other people are drawn into it unknowingly out of even ignorance, God is still able to make sure you come out all right and make sure that the person who was brought into it, even in their anger, even in their disappointment, does not go against you in the form that they could, that God's hand is there, because he would not allow Pharaoh to go against Abraham in the form of trying to destroy him or even sleep with his wife. God protected Sarah and he protected Abraham and caused blessing to be upon him. And this is where we get to the place where we start seeing where the decisions of Abraham ushers in an Ishmael. Because if Abraham had asked God about going into Egypt, we would not see Hagar in this picture. We would not see the servant in this picture. We would not see the next step that goes into another decision because of not having faith. Now, I told you before, everybody cannot go with you in your journey of there. Allow everyone to go with Abram. He didn't allow everyone to go with him when they were journeying. He cut off some things. He cut off a father, and he also cut off Lot. And what I like about it is Abraham's wisdom said to Lot, you know what, we should be fighting. The earth is so big. In other words, the process, the thing that God wants to do in our lives is so big. Go, you find your way. I'll go here, and we're going to make sure that God gets the glory. So God is not going to allow everybody to go with you, so stop trying to take people with you who cannot encompass, cannot give birth to, cannot handle where you you're going, how God is going to bless you. Don't do that. And then the next thing is you can't let everybody's not going to be married to the vision that God gives you. If you see that when you study the life of Abraham, you only see that only Sarah was with him, even though she's his wife, she was married to the place of there and the place of destiny. She's the only one that goes to the very end with him in the fulfillment of everything that God promised him with the birth of the promised child. So everybody's not going to go with you, but those who God has married to you to help you with the vision will pray for you, encourage you, support you, help you in any way that they can because they are married to what God has promised you. So even in this, we see this. Abraham now chooses in his decision to go to Egypt. He didn't ask God. He decides within himself, I'm going to go to Egypt. And he already knew that God had told him that his people would be in bondage and they would be in Egypt. So he goes to the place that God told him about. But he didn't ask God, could he go? And even in that, God rescues him. But we see in that decision that Pharaoh gives slaves. Hagar is part of the slaves that are in that number, in that bunch of Abraham's decision. So that's why we have to make sure in all of our ways we acknowledge God and he will direct our path because we don't want to open the door to the process or even the thought or even the idea of an Ishmael. We see that Abraham brings the slaves. One of them is Hagar, and when God had promised that they were going to have a seed, when he promised that they were going to give birth and the seed was going to come between him and Sarah, Sarah got impatient because faith is something that you have to keep allowing the Spirit of God to hover over, brood over, and make come to pass. Come into fruition by your faith. And you can't get weak in your faith. Remember I said, if you want to walk in what God has told you in the faith realm, then you need a continual revelation of faith. That means you need something that is building your faith constantly. You need to be eating the Word of God. You need to be around faith-walking people. You need to be keeping your mind on what God has promised you, being a positive attitude and atmosphere, even when you're being hit with stuff that says, it's not happening, it's not moving, and it doesn't look like it's coming to pass. Your faith is stronger than what you think. It is a thing that goes in and wrestles with darkness and wrestles with the impossible and commands it to shift and change and become possible, feasible, manifested, evident in your life. And it does not yet appear to the eyes in the natural realm, but in the spirit realm, if you can ever grab it, if you can ever get it, if you can ever pull it down, you're going to pull into existence that which is already in eternity. And you're bringing it into your time because it is the good will, the good pleasure of God to bless you with it, to give it to you, to make it manifest in your life as it is in heaven, as it already is done, already established, already performed, manifested in heaven. Your faith pulls it down from eternity into time and commands that thing that does not look like it's going to be possible. And sometimes it takes a while because if you look at the life of Abraham and Sarah, it didn't happen overnight. God gave them a vision, and he let them understand, I'm taking you somewhere, and as I take you through the process, I'm changing you, even as I'm going to change your name. I'm changing who you are, and I'm making you into the people that I commanded you to be, that you might give birth to nations. And when God has a great destiny for you, you have to go through the process that it sometimes doesn't seem fair, but you've got to let God's perfect work be done. He's going to work on everything in your life, your attitude, your gratitude, your faith, how you see things, how you treat people, your love, and he's going to use your everyday life to do it. Not something far off, not some instant thing. He's going to use everyday life to get you to the place of there and bring you to the place of victory and giving birth to everything that he told you. So you can't get frustrated with the process. Tomorrow we're going to go into the decision of Abraham with going into Egypt and bringing Hagar into the plan of allowing them to be in the family, and then we're going to work on the appetite. We're going to talk and deal with the appetite that happens in our life. I pray that you, by the Word of God, and that you're taking this in daily and you're applying the principles that I'm giving you, small principles each day, so that you don't get frustrated with your process of there, and sometimes that's hard. But if you let the Word of God and the will of God have its perfect work in you, you're going to bear much fruit, even when you get hit with blows and hard places. I pray that everything in your life works in your favor because you're walking in favor life. God has favored us with his presence, his salvation, his son, and every good and perfect gift. Have a great and awesome day, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.